Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I'd say this is a do not disturb sign, wouldn't you?
And they
swallows are staging in large flocks. And I'm not sure if they were swallows, but evening before last, I saw a flight of birds circling over my land or near about it, and there was a lot of them, and they were circling and swooping and diving, you know, like swallows do. And so maybe that's what they were. I thought at the time they were possibly nighthawks, which are also migrating in numbers right now, as most, I mean, all migratory birds are kind of feeling the urge. And you know, it's that time of year. We're coming up close to the equinox on Friday. And in regards to that, there's a possibility that I may postpone the Thursday episode of the Herd Mentality to Friday in order to take advantage of that special day or time of the year, and then the equinox, when there's equal amounts of daylight and darkness during one rotation of the Earth on its axis, which is at about the speed of 1,000 miles an hour. And because of that, it makes up, you know, allows humans to make time zones so that we can all be in the same place at the same time, no matter where we are on the planet, if we choose to do that. And if we don't, then I guess we won't. Anyway, we are always here at home till closing time, and as far as the Herd Mentality is concerned, our shows, my shows, are on tea days at tea time, and that's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Time. Central implies the middle, you know, the center, the core, if you will. Which, if your stem of a cannabis plant is hollow at the core, and the next most inner portion of a cannabis stem is called the herd, and that's how we spell it, and that's what this show's named after. We're not hollow. We're made of something. That's a part of the stem of the plant that they make all of the plastic-like products. You know, you heard of hempcrete and various other things. These are all things that we've covered in previous episodes of the Herd Mentality, you know, a long time ago. And we could talk about those things all day long if we want to, but nonetheless, we've covered that, and we can and will cover that again when it's time or the need arises or somebody wants to. And in the meantime, I'm going to do what I want to do, and, you know, since I'm driving the bus and I pay for the gas, that's pretty much how we're going to roll. So, the next most outer portion, the outside portion, with the chlorophyll of the stem of a cannabis plant is called bast. And that's the fibrous stuff that they make into textiles and rope and string and twine and used for centuries. It's even stronger than steel, pound, weight for weight, dollar for dollar, probably. We wanted to use our time and resources with that plant again here in the United States. That'd be a great thing to do. And I'm going to come back to that particular point. As soon as I talk about puffballs, which are the primary focal point of the show today. And that's what you'll see a bunch of pictures of in the slideshow if you watch us or listening to us streaming live via Blog Talk Radio and Puffball. Were previously treated as a taxonomic group called the Gastromycetes or Gastromycetidae, but they are now known to be a polyphyletic assemblage. That's a big word. I'm surprised I could even say it. Anyway, while most puffballs are not poisonous, some often look similar to young agarics, especially the deadly amanitas, such as the death cap or destroying angel mushrooms. It is for this reason that all puffballs gathered in mushroom hunting are cut in half lengthwise. The giant puffball, Latin named Calvatia gigantea, and its smaller relatives are good mushrooms for beginners to try as they have no gills and are white inside. Their taste is rather bland, so they take on the flavors of whatever they're cooked with. A lot similar to the even less flavor than the button mushrooms that you find in the store, the store-bought kind. Anyway, let me just say this about all mushrooms. Don't eat any mushrooms unless you're 100% sure of its identity. I mean, don't even, some of them, it doesn't take much. And some of them will kill you. And especially if you eat a large quantity of them. So just be careful. I mean, there are more edible mushrooms than poisonous ones, but it's not worth taking a chance. So as I talk about puffballs a little bit more here, just, know what you're eating before you eat it. And that's true about mushrooms or pretty much anything else you put in your mouth. I mean, really, even if you buy it in the store, you kind of ought to know where the damn shit comes from. Nonetheless, Salvatia gigantea, commonly known as the giant puffball, is a puffball mushroom commonly found in meadows, fields, and deciduous forests, usually in the late summer and autumn. It is found in temperate areas throughout the world. Some good rules apply for avoiding poisonous mushrooms if you are a novice. And if you've never eaten anything but mushrooms that you bought in the store, you're a novice. And that includes if the only other wild mushroom you've ever eaten is a morel mushroom, you're still a novice. So some good rules apply if you are one. And I kind of consider myself a novice, although I've tried a great number of different mushrooms in my life, both wild and not wild. Anyway, avoid mushrooms with white gills. A skirt or ring on the stem and a bulbous or sac-like base called a vulva. If you see that on a mushroom, don't eat it, usually. 2, avoid mushrooms with red on the cap or stem. You see a reddish or a purplish color on a mushroom, chances are pretty good that it's not edible. And finally, don't consume any mushrooms unless you are 100% sure of what they are. And I mean 100%. So, there are plenty of them out there that you can eat. And I've eaten myself. Some of them do fairly peculiar things to one's, you know, mental state, even. I'm not recommending that anybody do that, of course, but it's obviously been done and will be done, and I mean, I think that's up to you, but, you know that when you do, you might die. If you're willing to die to have a good time, go for it. I'm not recommending that you take that chance. So, having said that about puffballs and mushrooms, and I'll talk about some other mushrooms. They're not probably out yet locally in my area, but they're called coral mushrooms, and they're a fall fungus among us, and they grow like coral, and there's different kinds of coral, I know. A branching kind of filamentous sort of coral. So, you know, it's like a bunch of little sticks or twigs sticking up out of the ground. And those have more flavor, and they're edible also. I've eaten a lot of them. The further souther you go from where I live, the more hilly it gets and rocky, and the coral mushrooms like a rockier terrain to grow in than a lot of other mushrooms. Not to say that they don't all grow wherever they grow. Shout out to Getting for USA in the chat room. Thanks for showing up, buddy. Always good to see you around. You can hang out. I guess I ran out of background music, so I probably need to find something else. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about something else. And before I do that, I have to say something. I've had a lot of unusual or peculiar circumstances occur in my personal life lately. I'm not going to now air any laundry of my own on the airways or blow up anybody else's world by doing so, but I recently entertained a guest on the show and was prepared to purchase products from them, and it got complicated and expensive, and ended up I was going to be doing all the work anyway. And then last Saturday, so anyway, I'm kicking this around. Am I going to really spend my money on this stuff or not? Last Saturday, I was enough to run into Farm Aid Live, broadcasting, streaming live on YouTube with chat, and it was great. Anyway, I decided to donate some money to that cause because I think it's a good cause. And here's one thing I think about industrial hemp in America. I'm all for it. We don't have it right now. And that's why the damn hemp costs so much in the United States, is because it's all imported from some other country that's making it, wherever. Or if it's Canada or China or India or fuck, I don't care where, it ain't being made here in America. So, fundamentally, here's the deal. I'm all for an industrial hemp industry in America. Absolutely. I'm all for a global industrial hemp economy, which could happen. Maybe. If if we get off of the fossil fuel fixation that we're on. In the meantime, when that happens, when it's okay to grow industrial hemp in more than just 13 states that are basically doing beta testing on hemp, because whatever they grow, there's no place to process it in America yet. And, I mean, you can grow all the hemp that you want to in those states, and it's being used by universities to study and whatever else, do research on, but it's not being processed into rope or fabric or hempcrete unless the people growing it, I mean, there's little pockets of it happening, but it's not happening on a scale that it makes it, you know, a viable industry for the, you know, common man in the street. So I'm all for it. I'm absolutely all for it. It's good for the planet. It's good for people. It's just good all the way around. Having said that, we ain't going to grow very much industrial hemp if we ain't got farmers to do it. Because they know how to, on a large scale. I'm not talking about a few plants in a greenhouse. I'm talking about a big fucking field of hemp. And yeah, it's happening. And there's some people doing it. I've seen videos of them, you know, cutting hemp for use. But I don't know where they're, what they're going to do with it or where it's going to get processed, because there's no place in the United States as of right now where that can happen. So what are they going to do? You mean ship it to Canada or China or someplace and have it processed and then brought back, and it's like American grown hemp made in America and processed in some fuck I don't know where. It's going to still cost more. So that's all I got to say about that. Anyway, I was at the Farm Aid live thing. I decided to donate some money, and I decided, well, hell, if I'm going to donate money to Farm Aid, then I'm going to donate enough to get me a fucking T-shirt at least, which, you know, wasn't a lot of money, but it come out of my pocket, and I felt it. So anyway, I'm donating, and I'm seeing the T-shirts on the, you know, interweb net shit, and I'm saying cool, and I see that it's made out of 100% organically grown cotton, C-O-T-T-O-N, fucking cotton, in America, by American farmers, growing cotton. And here's what it occurred to me right in that moment of time when I made that donation was, If it's good enough for Willie Nelson and Farm Aid, who's all about America, and if you think them performers at Farm Aid ain't all about industrial hemp and smoking fucking pot and getting fucking high, then you got another thing coming. So Willie Nelson and Farm Aid ain't buying T-shirts for donations. They ain't out of hemp. And I know why. Because it costs too fucking much money. And if you're trying to make money, Farm Aid ain't trying to make money. They're trying to collect money, to give that money they collect to farmers to help them stay in business, to grow our food and produce the products that we need at our table right now, today, and every day. So I decided right in that moment that, you know, hell, if it's good enough for Willie Nelson and fucking Farm Aid, it's good enough for me, and I ain't buying, you know, imported hemp to make anything to give away for donations or even sell to make money off of. I'm just not going to do it. And evidently, at least one person had a problem with that and decided to, you know, I had wasted their time and fucking unfriended me on Facecrack and left my group. And I tried to, in a roundabout way, apologize, you know, privately and personally about, you know, hey, that was a business decision. It wasn't a personal problem that I had at all. And I was informed to that I had wasted enough of their time and they weren't going to waste any more and did not contact them again. And so I gave them a big thumbs up and that was the end of that. So just in case anybody really gives a shit about stuff like that, you want to, if all you're doing is being nice to me to get money out of my pocket, and you're going to act like that when you don't get it? Well, guess who's glad you didn't get it?
Then I said, I guess you're really up shit creek.
Ow!
Christ, Jake, take it easy, man.
Edward,
ow!
Jesus Christ!
Ow!
Jesus Christ!
Fucking ow!
Shit! Ow!
Fuck you, man!
Bitch,
stay!
Jesus Christ!
Son of a bitch! Ow, you fucking one!
Okay, what time is it? I guess it's rolled up past and on tea time. So I'm going to go ahead and put on a little tea time tingling thing and see if I can't take a little break for myself and get off my rant and my soapbox about, you know, shit that, you know, for me is like water off a duck sack. I don't really give a damn. I mean, like me or don't like me, you know, I ain't gonna kiss your ass to fucking get along with you. I don't care who you are. gave that to the pecker. And I guess that's a funny tea time for me anyway. For now. Before I get done here, because since I don't have any callers on the switchboard, I do have a clipboard from the Herd Mentality group page on Facebook. Find it there, looking for somewhere besides where we are now. There's a lot of things I can probably rant about, because I've had a lot of mishaps, like I said. I'm not going to do that. So, as much as I want to, maybe I should. I don't think today's the day for it. So, to the group page and click open my clipboard. This is to my Missouri Department of Conservation Net House. Now, basically, the giant puffball. And I'm going to pass it along. I was waiting all day for that. Anyway, they are edible. They're in the family Lycoperdaceae. I've already more or less described them, and there's a shit ton of pictures of them in the slideshow at Blog Talk. They get huge, like big. Like really big. They're not all that big. Some of them are, you know, like the mushrooms that you see in the store. The button mushrooms, the mass-produced ones. So, the description is that they're a huge, white, smooth ball, completely white interior, becomes yellowish or green with age, grows in open pastures, woods, and lawns from May to October. So this is not the only time of the year you see them. The fruiting body is round, outside's white, inside is pure white, when fresh and young. Now, as it ages, it gets color inside. The outside texture is smooth and soft. It may crack irregularly. The inside texture is marshmallow-like. There's a root-like attachment at the base. The spore print, if you're into spore printing fungi, the spore print is greenish-brown. The spores magnified or round. Not all mushroom spores are. A giant puffball can be very large, as big as a soccer ball, or even much larger. And you see pictures of them in the slideshow if you're watching that at Blog Talk. That, I mean, there's balls as, I don't know how big, as big as a frickin' little red wagon. Like you would need a wheelbarrow almost to haul the some bitches in. You know, they get that big in some circumstances, in some places. So, as they grow and as they mature, they will eventually turn, and I'm not reading off of any notes, this is just my own knowledge, they'll start turning brown in color on the outside, the inside will start turning yellow or greenish or brownish, and eventually they're just full of spores. And if you poke them, they'll puff a bunch of spores out. And they do that involuntarily, by the way, without any need of pokage. So that's how they spread their spores. That's how they, you know, make another generation of offspring for their species. and things that produce or reproduce with spores are asexual. Means they don't have sex. Well, they have asexual sex, which is not sex, not sexual sex, but okay, that's enough about sex. I digress. Nonetheless, let's all remember just for a moment what the hell we're listening to.
It's the Herd Mentality.
Well, why in the hell are they talking about mushrooms on the Herd Mentality? I thought this was a show about ending pot prohibition and all the, you know, legalizing marijuana and promoting industrial hemp in America. Well, yeah, it is. But you know, I'm just one guy, and I'm doing this, you know, pretty much on my own. I get help from time to time, but not consistently, and that's okay. But I'm not going to just talk about, you know, cannabis constantly. I have in the past. But, I mean, there's plenty of stuff to talk about. And I'm a fairly well-educated person. And I know a little bit about a lot of stuff. I don't know a lot about any stuff, but I'm fairly well-versed when it comes to cannabis and other things. You know, I only have like one degree in biology, you know, education, but I still use my education when I want to. And I'm going to play this for Getting for USA in the chat room because I remember during the last time he was in the chat room during the show, he had ordered something, and I made sure that I had
four fried chickens and a Coke
and some dry white toast, please.
There you go. I found the chickens, and those, you know, I mean, what's not to like about fried chicken? I like fried chicken. That's probably my favorite kind of chicken, is fried. And some of you may disagree with that, but that's okay. I don't need to be agreed with very often or hardly ever, really, as far as that goes. And in case you don't like that kind of fried chicken, then, you know, there's... just plain old chicken. I don't think Maggie C's gonna wake up. She's probably working or taking a nap or yeah. Hold on. Here, I'll try this. I don't know if this will wake up Maggie C to come and get in the live chat room that she named, which was, what was it, the Mental Lozenge Lounge, I believe. Anyway, I'm ringing the bell, and whether it wakes her up or not, some angels get their wings, and so I'm all good with that. And where was I? I got distracted with chickens and different things. Oh, I was talking about puffballs still. Is anybody else wore out about puffballs yet? Human connections to puffballs. How's that sound? Giant puffballs are often found on lawns, so be sure the area is free of lawn treatment chemicals before collecting for cooking. It's a good idea to sample only a small amount at first. And some people are simply allergic to certain chemicals in certain fungi. Make sure they are cooked too. And that's just a good rule of thumb with any kind of pretty much anything. If you haven't eaten it before, and I don't care if it's a mushroom or a cactus or a chicken, like one bite, take one bite and then wait and see what happens for a good long while, because your digestive system takes about 24 hours to cycle through its, you know, process. So a little bit, a bite, enough to taste it to see if you like it and to see how your body reacts to it after you consume it. It's just a good idea, a good rule of thumb, and I don't care what you're eating. I mean, with babies, that's what they do, you know, with humans. They try it here, baby, take a little bite of peas. And some babies and some people are allergic to peas, and you can't eat them, or peanuts, or whatever. So you'd be allergic to anything, including cannabis, or hemp, or anything. Most of us are not allergic to air or water, and that's a good thing, because without those two things, we're pretty well, you know, dead. So the connections of fungi to the ecosystem is that it's one of the many fungus species that live on decaying organic materials. It is other such saprobic fungi play an incredibly important role in breaking down the tough materials living things are made of and restoring those nutrients to the soil. And the soil, it's also dirt. And without dirt, there's not a lot of life. And dirt's made out of dead life. So take care of your dirt. Be careful when you're, you know, picking mushrooms. And by the way, in case anybody didn't know and wants to know, the largest living thing on this planet is a fungus. A fungus. And I mean by area and by weight, mass. It's a fungus. The biggest living thing on the earth is a fungus. They're vital. Their role in the ecosystem is just, without question, probably one of the most important aspects of you know, decomposing the bodies of living creatures, plants and animals, into dirt again so that plants can use them and animals can eat the plants and so on and so forth, and food chains and communities and ecosystems and pretty much how the world works, life-wise. Okay. I guess I rambled and ranted enough. There's a couple of other assholes I'd certainly like to rant about today, but I'll pick another day. Maybe they'll get the balls enough, you know, to call it, you know. It's pretty easy to find. I have, like, phone numbers and shit you can call. If you got a pitch with me, bring it. I don't care what it's about. I ain't hiding nothing from nobody. And I'm not trying to make money off of anybody either. I got all I want, all I need, and even more than I need. So say what you want to, do what you want to out there in your little world of circles of shit, you know, and face crack or wherever the fuck you are. And if you find time to listen to this, you're more than welcome to call this number. And in case you don't know what it is and you're just listening, it's area code 213-943-3550. And that's at 4 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Unless I change my mind. And I can, because, like I said, I bought the bus, I drive the bus, and I put the gas in the bus. So if I decide to change something, I change it. But if you're looking for me and you want to find me and you got something you want to say, good, bad, ugly, indifferent, you know, about the herd mentality, about me personally, there's the number. Again, 213-943-3550. Call it. You know, bring it. I ain't running from nobody. I've never been bullied by anybody. I mean, bullies attempt to bully me, but I never back down from one yet. And I ain't going to start today or any other day that I'm alive. It's just not in my makeup, not in my nature. So, what else do I want to talk about? I think that pretty much covered all the assholes that, you know, think whatever they want to think about me, or they've heard things about me from whoever or whatever, about whatever, whenever. If you got, you know, say it to me. Bring it to me. Say it to me. I'm always willing to listen and let you have your say about it. And if you're interested in my part and parcel to it and what I got to think about it and what I want to say about it, then, you know, be ready for that, too. If you want to come, come. Wait a minute. I think that was Blog Talk saying we only got, like, less than 13 minutes left. I don't know when they put that on the... That's different. All right, well, we haven't had much music, so why don't I find a song that... Now, I had lost this song, and so I haven't played it yet. I kind of forget what it is a little bit because I haven't listened to it for a while, but I lost it in the Blog Talk file uploading and shuffle thing. I'm going to play it now and... shut the fuck up for about 4 minutes.
Every time I come home, well, you're on the phone, whining to your ma about me. Saying you can't have no fun, cause you don't have no money. What a loser I turned out to be. And it's just too bad that I'm not like your dad, cause you tell me that he was the best. And it's easy to see that you're not happy with me. Well, if you put your mind to rest, allow me to take you out of my misery. I can see that you've suffered enough. All day with the gown, doing your nails. Nobody should have it so rough. Well, I must be a fatty, not a bit like your daddy. I'm sure he was a saint of a man. So allow me to take you out of my misery. I'm leaving just as fast as I can. I guess the factory man wasn't part of your plans, and I never fit in with your crowd. Well, I was a brute, a little uncouth, and I dressed just a little too loud. I guess that I'm crappy at making you happy, though I try as hard as I can. So here's my gift to you, baby, we're through. Go and torture some other poor man. allow me to take you out of my misery. I can see that you suffered enough. All day with the gown, doing your nails, nobody should have it so rough. Well, I must be a baddie, not a bit like your daddy. I'm sure he was a saint of a man. So allow me to take you out of my misery. I'm leaving just as fast as I can. Allow me to take you out of my misery. I can see that you suffered enough. Watching TV while you whine about me. Nobody should have it so rough. Well, I must be a baddie, not a bit like your daddy. I'm sure he was a saint of a man. So allow me to take you out of my misery. I'm leaving just as fast as I can. Yeah, allow me to take you out of my misery. I'm leaving just as fast as I can. Baby, I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Probably. Sometimes I apologize. I forget to unmute my mic. shit's good. It'll... Hi, C. I was talking to you, and I did this. And so there's going to be a little bit of, probably 20 or 30 seconds of silence in this show now. And since I don't edit shit afterwards, that's just going to stay there. I forgot to unmute my mic after listening to the Ham Egos, Amigos, play Misery. And since I live deep in the heart of misery almost all the time, that seemed appropriate. So you heard the bell, and that woke you up or got you started, and so you decided to join the Mental Lozenge Lounge with the Herd Mentality on Blog Talk Radio. At or around or about tea time in Central Standard American fucking time. And let me see. I think I want to go look for something. And let's just, I'm trying to, let me check the map here and see what's scheduled. And
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it. All righty, then. Let's roll. Let's see.
What? Are you the police?
What?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Oh, well, okay, well. There, I wasn't sure if that was the cops or not, but I guess it's a bunch of, you know, musicians. So, anyway, okay, let's see, what else we got? Hold on.
How much for the little girl?
Oh, well, Jake, I'm not sure what the price is for the small ones, but, I mean, they come in all sizes, I guess. What else can we talk about for a change? Oh, I guess we could remind everybody what the hell we're listening to again. I forget if, let's see, what have I done and not done? Oh, here's, wait, no, what?
The Herd Mentality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember. I remember what we're talking about and where we're at and what this show's all about. Sometimes I forget. remember just a little bit. I have short-term memory problems, but it only lasts for a short term, and my long-term memory is, like, really good. I don't know how good elephants remember, but I'm it's hard for me to forget shit. It's part of my nature, I guess. And so... easy there. Whoa. Hold on. That might have been triggered. I'm not sure. I don't see Roy anywhere or Dale, but I did hear a horse, of course. And, you know, horses are... here's a sound that I found, and this isn't like a bite. This is like mine. So, in case you need any ducks, there's a quacker for you. And if that's ducks not sufficient enough, you know, there's other ducks. Getting about that time of year, there's going to be, you know, ducks flying, migrating around and stuff. And then, you know, if you like a lot of ducks and songs, you know. There's a whole, that's a lot of ducks there. That's almost too many ducks. I'm gonna duck out of those ducks because... damn, that's a lot of ducks. When you get a lot of ducks all quacking at the same time, it's hard to concentrate even, I think. Let's see, what else do we have in the way of shit I ain't played yet? Oh, I remembered something. Hold on. Wait.
I thought.
Try this one. What?
I thought.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Up your shaft.
Okay, well, thanks, Scotty. Thanks for helping. You're great. You can beam me up the fuck off of this planet at any time, you know, if you haven't mentioned to. In about a minute and a half, I'm going to kick us out with our regular kick-out thing, just because I can. I got another one I want to use, though. It's too bad they won't let me do two at a time, and I still don't have my GarageBand hooked up yet, so that's kind of pissing me off, but nonetheless, I think I'll go ahead and boot us out with this.
Coast to coast, town to town, and station to station, it's the herd mentality. Advising you of all your medicinal needs, recreational uses, and these travels through the universe. East Coast, West Coast, it's the herd mentality. Life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the herd mentality. Into the herd mentality. Stay tuned for more of the herd mentality.
That's all the live time, and since I'm the only one here, I'm the only one that can hear me, and this will be in the archives later, but all I'm going to do is run through and do a little sound check so I can get a little more familiarized with the locations of the buttons of the things I want to do, and I definitely have to remember this one because I don't know. I need to remember that one to delete it, so I'm just making a little mental note here, and as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to go chop that out because I must have named that the wrong damn thing. That's all right. What else do I have here? I want to get down. I got a bunch of stuff that I can play for background, and I didn't use a lot of it today, but that's okay. That one I'm going to play when I get done and faded out, but in the meantime, I want to hear some of these.
But it's a mystery, and I don't like mysteries. Give me a bellyache, and I got a beauty right now.
I think that's probably a keeper.
Your illogical approach to chess does have its advantages on occasion, Captain. I prefer to call it inspired. As you wish. At any rate, the game is yours.
I think that's probably a keeper, too.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3. Intruder alert. GQ3. Intruder alert.
Huh. That's probably a good one. I think that's probably a keeper. I'd already did that one and that one. I kind of maybe want to use this for, like, if I ever have, like, a caller. If anybody calls in, you know, to the number.
Captain, incoming message.
That's not too bad. Let me try that again.
Captain, incoming message.
Yeah, that's kind of quick and to the point. Kind of like that one. Now I have all these other ones. And this is, again, if you're listening, it's just me doing sound checks at the end of today's show. And
bald face lying, calculated deceit. I don't have much experience with that sort of thing.
the old doctor.
I'm a doctor, not a database.
Well, that's probably good.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
Okay. Probably keeper.
The Vulcan brain never ceases to amaze me.
One of these days, I wouldn't mind meeting a Vulcan, if there are any.
I'd say this is a do not disturb sign, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Then I have all these other different things. I've got the real live A-10 flyover going on right now. Don't know if probably nobody can hear that, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here, and I'm going to try this, some of these little short. This one's kind of jacked up. I think I'll toss it. All of these seem kind of loud in my ear. I'll see what they sound like through the player later, and I might knock them out of here too, or turn them down or something. I kind of like that one. Maybe I just need to turn it down. Probably have to keep it. Well, that was different. What about this one? Like that. And another one. Oh, That sounds kind of like nighttime around here. I'll probably have to keep that. I think all these probably need to be turned down, though. Alrighty then, welcome to the jungle. Sure about that one. What I am going to do is crank all these down a notch while I'm still in the studio here. For those of you that have never done this studio work in Blog Talk, I'm still a novice at it, but I am in the just doing like a sound check thing and sort of getting things a little better placed and making notes of what stays and what goes in my audio clip files for next time and the time after that. And I think that, you know, I didn't play this one. Okay, the canary can stay. I think they all seem like they're loud. I might just have to go through here and turn down almost every damn thing there is, because obviously Blog Talk plays the audio files louder than the microphones, either mine or, you know, if there's anybody else talking ever again besides me. And who knows whether that will be or won't be, but either way, it'll be what it is, and I'm okay with that. So what else do we have? Oh, I'm going to just go ahead and get us the hell out of here. I pretty much know all the rest of this stuff. I've already used it or decided I am going to throw it away, one of the two, and thanks, everybody, for listening. If you got bored during the sound check, I apologize for that, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do to make things work right, and Blog Talk only allows you to do it their way. So that's what I was doing. We'll see you next time on The Herd Mentality.